Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, April the 17th, 2013, the midweek edition. Hope you're having a good day. We are live each weekday from noon to 1 on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We post the program to three websites in order to make it very easy for you to hear this program anytime, anywhere. Those sites are buckmastershow.com for the podcast, or tucsoncitizen.com and tucsonsentinel.com. Plus, there are links on the home pages of Blog for Arizona and the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. We'll get the hour going with a legislative update from Adam Quasman, Republican state representative from the Tucson area, District 11. 20 minutes past the hour, world-renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy. And then at half past noon, we'll spend a half hour with Tucson City Councilwoman Regina Romero. Will join me in studio. But now we go to the state capitol and Adam Quasman, state representative. Representative Quasman, how are you today?
Hey, Bill, I am so jealous of not being able to be there with David Levy, because I believe I said before that I was a huge astronomy fan as a kid, and I got to see David Levy do an astronomy presentation right when Shoemaker-Levy was discovered, for my elementary school, Tucson Hebrew Academy, on River Road, and it was fantastic.
David really is an amazing personality and scientist. We are so happy that he is with us. He was with us every month on the TV show, and he's with us every month now on the radio show. Adam, give me the latest on this Medicaid expansion. If you had to make a prediction here on the Buckmaster Show right now, is it going to go or no?
She doesn't have the votes. She does not have the votes. And so I want to start with saying that the governor has been nothing but gracious and very, very outgoing in terms of being able to meet with us. Her staff has been very accessible. I am proud to be leading and one of the leaders of the opposition of the expansion, and I believe that putting Arizona on a path toward her own fiscal cliff will not bring about long-term prosperity for the state. And I believe that over the last few weeks, we've seen many people who are kind of on the fence. They're now coming toward the no column, seeing that that the true fiscal impact, as well as the human impact that expanding Medicaid might have on the state in the long run.
You know that the hospitals are really hurting, and you've heard the folks who are the proponents of this say that we have to do this, otherwise the hospitals are going to go out of business, the emergency rooms are going to be so crowded because people can't get care. What is your primary opposition to this?
Well, first of all, I completely understand about the needs of hospitals regarding uncompensated care, but let me tell you a story, and that story takes place in Florida recently. Florida, the House rejected Governor Rick Scott's proposal to expand Obamacare in that state. One of the things they pointed to was Arizona in their reasoning to reject the expansion. In 2000, we passed Proposition 204, and one of the increased Medicaid for the childless adult population under the auspices that it was going to be paid for by tobacco settlement funds, and of course those did not show up. And one of the arguments made by the proponents then, just as they are now, was that uncompensated care was going to be taken care of for the hospitals. Unfortunately, it just simply has not come to pass. The AZHHA reports that hospital uncompensated care has actually increased on an average of about 9% a year since 2000. And that statistic is from the Lewin Group in 2009. You know, this is when it comes to making sure that hospitals are taken care of, we've already seen that this does not work in 2000. A bigger, faster, stronger proposal for more government is not going to make it any better. Uncompensated care is not going to go down. And secondly, you are not going to see a reduction in insurance costs. In fact, cost of coverage have actually increased by over 60% since the Prop 204 was passed. So for all those reasons, I don't believe that Medicaid expansion is right for Arizona. Finally, I don't believe that it's morally right to promise a huge portion of the Arizona population, possibly a quarter of a million people, coverage for those who need help the most. Promising them coverage with a trigger placed in that will rip it away from them when invariably the federal government stops paying the bill, which they will. The Obama budget proposals of the past, the Simpson-Bowles Commission, as well as the Ryan budget, the Republican budget, all have a reduction or elimination in the funds drawn down for the Medicaid expansion. So ultimately, I don't think it's right. It'd be the equivalent, Bill, of me going to your child and saying, for Christmas, Santa Claus is going to get you baseball tickets and an Xbox and a new jacket, knowing that Santa Claus really can't afford that bill. And right now, I'm not willing to pass those costs along to future Arizonans when we're long out of office and all of a sudden the check comes, the bill comes due.
Republican Representative Adam Quasman with us on the Buckmaster Show starting off this midweek edition. These gun buyback programs like the one in the city of Tucson where the guns are swapped or for donated funds or gift cards, are those going to be now a thing of the past as this House and Senate measure moved now to the governor's desk for her signature?
I think the governor will sign that piece of legislation, and I think this whole issue is largely overblown. Frankly, you know, what we want to see are safe streets and safe families while respecting Second Amendment rights and acknowledging the fact that law-abiding citizens should have the ability to purchase arms for their own personal safety and through their own freedom, because they have a God-given Second Amendment right to keep and bear firearms without having a cash for clunkers program in among the different cities who I believe are doing these programs for their own political reasons. You know, I don't think that it was a great idea for what Tucson did, and the state of Arizona is going to step in and say, hey, listen, we're not going to destroy things that are of value. We're going to allow individual citizens who are law-abiding citizens, safe people, to be able to carry and purchase firearms.
Adam, give me an idea of the timetable for the rest of this session. The budget has to be dealt with, the Medicaid expansion, tax reform. Where are we right now?
If I knew that, I'd be able to to win the lottery, because I would know those numbers as well. I actually think that essentially the budget is going to be based on the Medicaid expansion, because what the proponents of expansion will do is utilize the funds drawn down from Washington that aren't going to service access. They're using that to fund their pet projects and bigger government. That's one of the other problems that we have toward supporting this, is because it's just another example of what happens with Washington and the states. The Washington promises goodies, they bring down funds, and the states immediately spend them, and government grows and grows and grows, and it's just unsustainable. So the budget with expansion and the budget without expansion look radically different. That's why I believe we should vote on the expansion as a separate bill immediately, see where we're at, know where we are, and if we reject the expansion, which I think we would, we have to come back to the table and pass a budget that's best for Arizona citizens. I think it's going to be a long, hot summer, but frankly, I got, you know, I'm having the best time of my life, and I think that this is it's a good reason to be fighting for the taxpayer. I don't mind as much as I love being in Oro Valley and Legislative District 11. I don't mind being up here if it's fighting for the people, fighting for hardworking taxpayers.
So you're having a ball, it sounds like, up there.
I'm a dog chasing cars, Bill. I just don't know what to do if I find one. But and others can find out about what I'm doing at adamkwasman.com. That's adamkwasman.com, or like me on Facebook at facebook.com/Adam Quasman.
How about your constituent services?
We have very, very good constituent services, whether it's just a personal tour, come on up and make sure you call my office or email me at adam@adamquasman.com if you want to take a tour, or if there's an issue that we can help fix. Make sure you email me. If I can't help solve the problem, here's what I promise, Bill. We will point you in the right direction for those who can. So, for example, yesterday we dealt with a little bit of an issue with a young lady who is unable to. There's some veterans benefits issue, but that's not a state issue. Of course, that's a federal issue. So we passed that along to her federal elected representative, and that's what it's all about. We're not serving the people in legislation; we're serving the people through constituent services.
Adam Quasman, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Bill, and enjoy the rest of the show with David Levy. That's going to be great.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam Quasman, state representative. District 11. David Levy is next on the Buckmaster Show. Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peet.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi, Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Looking for a cool getaway this July? I highly recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
It's 12:20 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster presented by the upcoming 8th Annual Bluegrass Festival in the Park, the weekend of April 26th through the 28th in Benson, Arizona at Lions Park in Benson. More than just a concert, fans with musical abilities can participate in jam sessions and workshops. Bluegrass is a wholesome genre, making it a great family event. Kids have a chance to explore the music with hands-on experiences and even a stage performance. See the complete list of the performers and the activities for Benson Bluegrass in the Park by visiting their fine website for the Benson Visitor Center, BensonVisitorCenter.com. Time now to join David Levy from his observatory in Vail, Arizona. Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science and former science editor for Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. David, of course, is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He continues to look for the elusive 24th comet. David, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Bill, and always a pleasure to be talking with you.
Thank you very much. How was your lecture at Florida State University?
Oh, thank you for remembering. It went very well. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but the audience was pretty much filled up the room, and it was very well done. But was, I mean, the lecture, the I think I really reached them. The interesting thing wasn't so much the lecture, but the observing session we had afterwards. That evening, we all went out onto the beach with telescopes and had a nice observing session, and it was really very, very, very pleasant for everybody.
David, you lecture all over the world. You spread the word about science and observing. What's the most interesting question that you've ever been asked after one of these lectures?
The most interesting question, I think, has been, would you ever like to be in space as an astronaut?
Mm.
And the answer that I give to that, Bill, is no. When I'm out observing and I'm with the telescope and it's just me, the telescope, and the sky, the contact is so personal and so pleasant for me that I feel that I'm as close to being in space as I ever need to get.
So you don't really need to go to space?
No. I don't think so.
Well, you're going to be looking, certainly, at space with a lot of other people. Is Star Night this Saturday?
It's this Saturday.
Huh.
All being well, this cold snap we're having today is going to be out of the way. It'll be back to being warm again. It starts at 3 o'clock at the University of Arizona Mall. It goes on until 10. In the afternoon, we'll be looking at the sun, a little exercise that I call Safe Sun, where we look at the sun, we see the sunspots, the prominences, and we have a great deal of fun doing it. And at nighttime, I don't think we'll be seeing comet pan stars because the comet is now in the morning sky, really. Very nice in the morning sky. I've seen it the last three nights. But we'll be looking at the moon, Jupiter, Saturn, double stars and a few galaxies, I think. It'll be a lot of fun. Admission is free, although we do appreciate donations. And if anyone comes and gives a $5 or more donation, they get a free Sharing the Sky pin. These brand new pins just arrived yesterday.
Wonderful. So, and that is going to be beginning about 3 in the afternoon. Is that right?
3 in the afternoon.
Saturday on the UA Mall.
On the UA Mall. We hope to see all your listeners there.
What's this I hear about a lunar eclipse?
Yeah, there's supposed to be a very slight penumbral lunar eclipse this weekend. I mean, next weekend, when the full moon comes. However, really, we won't. It'll be visible, but not here, and so we won't be able to really enjoy it from here. We're going to have to wait quite a while before we have the next lunar eclipse visible from here, I'm afraid.
We've talked about this before. This is kind of the year of the comets, which puts you in all of your glory. Where are you? You mentioned the one comet, really early morning sky.
Yeah.
What's the next marquee attraction for us?
The next one is Comet Ison, which was discovered by two Russian astronomers using the Ison program last year. And that is in many, many ways, that comet is similar to the Great Comet of 1680. It is a comet that is very big and could be extremely bright. The prediction right now is that when it gets to the to perihelion and at the end of November, it will be as bright as the full moon. But it'll be also very close to the sun, so it'll be hard to see. But as it comes around, it should grow quite a significant tail, and we're all really looking forward to that. Which brings me to my monthly quote that I always have prepared for our interview, and this month it comes from Leslie C. Pelcher, a very famous comet discoverer who knew how to write better than anybody I know. He wrote in his autobiography, Starlight Nights, "I had watched a dozen comets, hitherto unknown, slowly creep across the sky as each one signed its sweeping flourish in the guest book of the sun."
Mm-hmm. I like that. This is exciting time for you because a comet that would equal the comet of the 17th century is very dear to your heart. You've written about it. You studied about it.
Yes. In fact, the comet of 1680 was a little bit too late for William Shakespeare. But Shakespeare probably observed a number of bright comets, including Tycho's comet of 1577 and Tycho's again, another Tycho comet in 1590. And another one in 1596. The 1596 comet, I think, is the one that he refers to in Julius Caesar, when Caesar's wife says, "When beggars die, there are no comets seen. The heavens themselves blaze forth the death of princes." I believe he's referring to that comet.
David Levy, quickly running out of time, but any meteor showers that you would like to tell the listeners about?
Oh, yes, we have a big one that's coming up this weekend that we'll be looking at the Star Night. In fact, people can enjoy that. It's called the Lyrid meteor shower.
Hmm.
It comes from the constellation of Lyra the Harp, or Lyra the Harp. And this is a beautiful shower. It could be up to 20 or 30 meteors per hour, including one very big bolide that I saw a few nights ago. It was magnitude -9, which is almost as bright as the gibbous moon. Lasted about 15 seconds, went off way over to the east, and just a beautiful, beautiful object.
As you know, I really like Orion, and I noticed that Orion is now in the south sky and getting very low.
Yeah, it's going into the southwest, sinking very low, and that's the sign that spring is well underway.
Because I always think of it as kind of the holidays and Christmas time and being directly overhead, of course, in December. But now
Yes. It's
going away until next winter.
Until next winter. We'll say bye-bye for it for now.
David Levy, again, give a quick plug for Star Night Saturday night.
Saturday night at the University of Arizona Mall, we'll have the meteor shower, the moon, Jupiter, Saturn, and many other things to enjoy. Plus, a free planetarium lecture that I will be giving that evening at 7 o'clock.
Do you want to give out a website for people who would like more about what you do?
I think the best website that I can recommend is to get in your car or hop on your bike and come to the university and enjoy us in person.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
David, thank you very much. My best to your lovely and talented wife, Wendy Levy.
Okay, thank you. I'll pass that on to her.
Thanks a lot. David Levy here on the Buckmaster Show, our science contributor who joins us once a month. The full list of all of the Buckmaster Show contributors, and it's a very impressive list, is articulated for you, laid out on our website, which is buckmastershow.com. There's about 24 individuals who make a regular visit to the Buckmaster Show, and we thank them for that. Rahina Romero with me live in studio, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for the councilwoman, that's next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are reports of significant progress in the investigation of the attacks on the Boston Marathon, but so far federal officials say a suspect has not been taken into custody. There are reports that an arrest is imminent. People being urged to avoid parts of the U.S. Capitol complex as police respond to reports of suspicious packages and envelopes. Tensions are high after the FBI said preliminary testing detected the poison ricin in letters that were mailed to President Obama, as well as a Mississippi senator. The Postal Inspection Service says tests of suspicious mail sent to the Phoenix office of Arizona Senator Jeff Flake have found nothing dangerous or harmful. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 126 points, the NASDAQ off 59. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Coming up now on 12:35, this midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, if you have a question or comment for the Ward 1 Tucson City Councilwoman, Rahina Romero. Rahina is always very good about taking calls. If you have anything that you would like to ask her, if you have a comment, she is very open to whatever you have to say. Also, we want to do a quick promotion for tomorrow's program. Should be a very interesting half hour to get things going. We're going to do a Rosemont Mine debate here for the first half hour. We'll have Rick Grinnell speaking in favor, and Randy Sariglio of the Center for Biological Diversity will be speaking opposed to it. That's tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. Rahina Romero. Rahina, good to see you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here. I hadn't seen you in some time, and really happy to finally have the opportunity to talk to you and your audience.
Well, we have talked on the phone, but this is the first time you've been able to come into the studio in a while, and it's good to see you.
Thank you.
City raises, the city workers, I guess Richard Miranda, the Tucson City manager, yesterday laid out what some of the thoughts he has, his proposition for a 55-cent an hour across-the-board pay raise for city employees. This is part of his recommended budget program, which is a little over less than $1.3 billion budget for next year. How about city workers? Are they deserving of a raise?
Yes. On the average, city workers are 8 to 12% behind the market. And when we talk about the market, it is in the Pima County region. Because in other parts of the state, namely our friends to the north in the city of Phoenix and all the cities around the valley, they're much farther behind. But comparing ourselves to the valley, they're 8 to 12% behind the market. And what have employees had to endure within the last 4 years has been a big, big strain on families, on working families. And we should look at our 4,800 or 900 employees as part of the residents of the city of Tucson, as part of the economic base of the city of Tucson. And they've had to endure paying higher into their pension, paying more for their health benefits. They've had to endure 9 days for 2 years, 9 days of furloughs. They've had to endure no pay increases for the last 4 years. And as a matter of fact, they've gotten paid less because of all of these issues, the furloughs, the paying more for benefits, paying more for pension.
So their buying power has diminished, it's safe to say.
It really has.
Significantly over 4 years.
And for the city of Tucson, it's becoming harder and harder to compete with the private sector. And frankly, with other local governments, with Pima County, they're looking at paying pay increase. Actually, Pima County has not indicated how much of a pay increase they're going to give their employees. But Marana is going to give a 2% pay increase. The town of Oro Valley is going to pay 2.5% increase to their employees. Pima County Superior Court is raising 3% increase for their employees. Pima Community College is giving them a 2.5% pay increase. And what the city of Tucson and what our human resources director, Lonnie Simmons, has suggested is to give a progressive raise across the board to all of our City of Tucson employees. And what progressive raises mean is that it's a flat rate. It's 55 cents an hour, and it affects people in their pockets differently. For a person that's making $35,000 a year, it means a 2.8% increase. For a person that's making $100,000 a year, it means a 1% increase. So that's what we've been wanting to do for some time.
So it's kind of weighted.
Yes, yeah. It's weighted and progressive. The less you make, the more of an increase 55 cents an hour means to you.
This budget package, what are you looking at now as far as a deficit at this point? I had heard $15 million. What's the latest thinking?
Well, the city manager presented to us a balanced budget yesterday. And that has been through the work of mayor and council. We've been working for the past 3 months to make sure that we have a balanced budget. But, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. For the past 5 years, as long as I've been on the council, we've seen a horrible economic crisis. And at the highest point, we had a $65 million deficit. We have 1,000-plus employees less.
For those people who still say the city's fat
and overbloated,
nothing ever gets
done. Compared to the Pima County government, we have about 4,200 employees. Pima County government has about I'm not too correct on this number, but the last I heard, they had about 8,000 employees. So the City of Tucson has the majority of residents. We have about 530,000 residents, and we need to provide the same services with 1,000 employees less.
Rahina Romero is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040, talking about the budget situation. When it comes to a budget, I think generally speaking, for those residents of the city, probably there are a couple of very important things that jump out at you. First of all, you want a police officer to be available for you if you need an officer. You want the fire department to come to your home, or if you've got an emergency or medical emergency or whatever, in a timely fashion. You want to drive on streets that are not going to continually knock your alignment out. You don't want to get lost in a pothole. Am I wrong about that?
Absolutely. And those are the services and parks. Our core services, those named in our constitution, in the city charter, are named out very, very simply. It is police, fire, transportation and transit, and parks and recreation. And everything other than that is in addition to what our charter mandates us to have. And so I'm very proud of the fact that even though we've gone through the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the City of Tucson mayor and council, this mayor and council, and our new mayor who has added a lot in the past 18 months. But the mayor and council that you have now have traveled the budget very carefully. We, compared to other cities across the United States, were able to hold the line and not have to lay off any police officers, any firefighters. We did not close any fire stations. We continued providing as many services as we possibly could.
At a time when some cities in California actually are declaring bankruptcy.
Are declaring bankruptcy. I think we've been
fiscally... In the Central Valley of California.
Yeah, we've been very fiscally responsible. We've been able to provide the services that we need to provide. And in a time when East Coast cities were laying police officers and firefighters off, the City of Tucson went out and got funds to hire an additional 75 officers through federal funds. So we've been very responsible. We've, you know, asked the population of the City of Tucson if they wanted to invest more in terms of a bond election that we had last year. They said By the skin of our chinny chin chin. They said they wanted to. It passed.
And we're a lot of naysayers. Raheena Romero said that thing didn't have, it was dead on arrival, didn't have a chance to pass. And it surprised a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I always believe in asking the question to the citizens of Tucson. They will let us know. They told us no for the sales tax increase of maybe 3 years ago when we tried. And we tried again with this bond question in 2012, and they said, yeah, we need it. We need to invest in ourselves.
Let's see if we can work a call in here on the Buckmaster Show live line from Chuck before we take a break. Go ahead, Chuck. You're with Tucson City Councilwoman Raheena Romero. Go ahead.
Yes, Councilwoman Romero. Question. With regard to this 55-cent an hour increase for city employees and other things that you're looking at in the budget, and I understand water rates, too, you're looking at. What's going to happen to our water rates, and what's going to happen to our property taxes?
Okay.
I'll take the answer off the phone.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck, so much. I really appreciate it. With the passage of the bond election, we are going to see an increase in our property taxes. I think the total increase you're going to see is about $16.65 for $100,000 of assessed value. And that is a question that was put in front of the voters of the city of Tucson, and they said, yes, we are willing to invest in that manner. In water, water is a utility, and it's for the city of Tucson, it's a department that pays for itself. We call it an enterprise fund. And in terms of water, we have to buy cap water from Central Arizona Project to deliver water into the city of Tucson. And those charges are going up. Actually, the charges for Central Arizona Project are 5.8% increase that cap is charging the city of Tucson.
All right,
and
coming
so
up.
It needs to pay for itself, and that's what we're reflecting in terms of water increases.
All right, for those on hold on the Buckmaster Show live line, please be patient. We're going to take a break right here. It's important that we do, because the people you're going to hear from next on this show are the people who believe in this program, and they pay the bills. They sponsor this program, and we ask, if you're a supporter of the program, please give these people your patronage. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
So
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. As we push toward 12:51, want to tell you that, and we gladly do so, this portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by the city of Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City, one of the top arts communities in America, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. So many wonderful places in the area to stay, including Agave Ridge Retreat, Axel Canyon Preserve, and Bear Paw Ranch. We've sent a lot of the Buckmaster Show listeners over to Silver City, and it's a great getaway if you're looking to kind of cool off. The elevation's right. It's about the same elevation as Denver, Colorado, and it's very green after the winter. And so it's a great place to hike and get out and about. You can find out more on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Rahina Romero is with us, Tucson City Councilwoman representing Ward 1. Roberta was with us, a longtime listener on the Buckmaster Show live line, and Roberta had to leave, but I will go ahead with the question that I think she was going to ask, and it had to do with Mayor Walkup on the show a couple of weeks ago, Councilwoman, saying that as far as he's concerned, there never was an FBI investigation of Rio Nuevo, a federal investigation. Did you ever see concrete proof that there was?
No, I didn't. Actually, as a matter of fact, I think I would have to agree with Mayor Walkup because we had heard rumors that FBI was involved, et cetera, et cetera. But they were just that, rumors. Nobody, our city attorney never told us that that was the case. What did happen was Tom Horn, the Attorney General's office, did its audit, and its audit findings really did bring attention to the mismanagement that did happen. But nobody stole money. Nobody was putting money in their pocket. You know, it really was concrete usage of the Rio Nuevo TIF funds. But no, I would have to agree with Mayor Walkup. There was no concrete evidence, and no one ever told us of that.
We were talking with Michael Keith, who heads up the Downtown Tucson Partnership. He was our Friday Focus interview last Friday on the Buckmaster Show, talking about downtown private enterprise really doing very well there. But would you disagree with those that say it's all been about private enterprise downtown?
I think it has been an absolutely wonderful partnership between public investment and private private investment. Ever since before I got elected to the council back in November of 2007, one of the things that I always talked about was public infrastructure investment leverages private investment. That's why investing in our roads is so important. Investing in our parks is so important. Investing in our urban core in the heart of the city, in our downtown, is something that is very important. And Biz Tucson, the Biz Tucson magazine, just recently did a report that's called Banking on Downtown, 10 Reasons for Optimism. I love this magazine, and it basically shows the public investment.
Steve Rosenberg does a nice job with
that. He does a great job.
It's a quarterly magazine.
Yeah, and Mr. Rosenberg does a great job.
It's all about downtown.
It really is, and it basically lists out the public investment in the streetcar investment alone. It's $196 million. And we haven't talked about the Martin Luther King's housing, which is another 21. We haven't talked about Plaza Centro Garage and Depot Plaza Garage, with that combined is about $23 million alone. Fire Central was $36 million. Investing in infrastructure leverages private investment. And so that's why it's important to invest in our urban core. And it leverages millions and millions of dollars of private investment. And finally, we're seeing that investment bring in live-work spaces, bring in students, bring in offices, retail, commercial, entertainment, all of the wonderful restaurants coming into downtown.
So without the infrastructure and the work that had to be done, a lot of that underground work that's kind of out of sight, you're contending pretty much we wouldn't be where we are right now if that
Absolutely.
Work had not actually been undertaken.
Absolutely. If we would have not done the, for example, on the west side, which I represent the west side of downtown, there was millions of dollars spent on landfill remediation and on archaeology. And with that groundwork, really groundwork, we were able to move forward with the Mission Gardens. We are able to move forward with potential development along the streetcar line on the west side. And we're moving forward with development on the Mercado and the Mercado San Agustin in that area, and the Gadsden development in the other.
What do you say to people who say we're just such a poor community here, you know, one of the top poverty communities in the country?
Well, I would say that in the past 4 years that I've been working on economic development on the city council, we presented an economic development plan back in 2010. And with all of the work that mayor and council have been doing to make sure that we highlight the potential partnerships, the funds that come in with our partners from Mexico, with how we have to continue investing in workforce training, with how we have to continue investing in our partnership with the University of Arizona. I pushed hard to partner with the University of Arizona with Tech Launch Arizona. I'm sure you've heard of it. It is commercialization of ideas coming from out of the U of A, making sure that we're not just attracting, in partnership with TRIO, attracting the big businesses that provide jobs, but actually home-growing our own. And that partnership with the University of Arizona is very important. I push for $100,000 investment in Tech Launch Arizona and startups in fomenting that, and another $100,000 for, in addition to $500,000 of workforce and economic development.
Is it a speedier process if you want to start a business now in Tucson than it has
Absolutely.
Been?
And for the past 5 years that I've been on the council, we've been pushing and pushing and pushing for
trying to cut the red tape.
Let's get the red tape with the development services. I think that the people that have been using development services the last 4 years have been noticing the differences in which we want to do business with businesses in the city of Tucson. And I pushed for a huge economic incentive policy to provide incentives to primary job creators within the city of Tucson. So we're providing, we have more than a list of, I think it's more than 21 incentives and programs that the city of Tucson has to help businesses create jobs inside of our city limits.
Rahina Romero, thank you very much for spending some time with us. Where can people get a hold of you? Is the best way to go to your website?
The best way is to go to the Ward 1 website, call our office at 791-4040, or go to Ward 1, www.ward1.
And you will get back to people.
At City of Tucson, I think. City of Tucson, okay. AZ.gov.
All right. Rahina Romero, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. All of our in-studio guests are provided with a bottle of Culligan water. Our guests really like it. It's very good water. Not only is it good, I think it just... The bottom line with Culligan water, it just simply tastes better. And all of our guests haven't had one complaint yet.
It's all delicious.
All of the guests like it, so give Culligan water your support. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, it's the John C. Scott Show. John is on here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, from 3 to 5. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show. Coming up tomorrow on the program, our debate on Rosemont. Rick Grinnell, who feels very passionately about Rosemont, will be here. And someone feeling very passionately against Rosemont is Randy Seriglio of the Center of Biological Diversity. Should be a very lively half hour. Hope you'll join us. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.